Apple Card is the credit card created by Apple. You earn 3% daily cash back when you use it to buy the new Apple Vision Pro or any products at Apple. And you can automatically grow your daily cash at 4.50% annual percentage yield when you open a high-yield savings account. Apply for Apple Card in the Wallet app on iPhone. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility. Apple Card and savings by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Strap in and go for the wildest ride of the year.
This is going to be F-U-N-N fun.
From director Ethan Coen comes Drive Away Dolls.
I have to get out of this town.
On February 23rd, these ladies are hitting the road.
You gave them the car.
Is that bad?
If they find the goods.
But find themselves with a one-way ticket to trouble.
I'm going
to
help you break a big murder case.
That is about the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I'm a cop.
You won't want to miss it.
You had a full day.
Forgot to tell you about the head in the hat box.
Drive Away Dolls. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Written by Ethan Coen and Trisha Cook. Only in theaters February 23rd.
With so many streaming devices out there today, what sets Roku apart? Roku players are made for one thing, to get you the entertainment you want quick and easy. That means a simple home screen with your favorites front and center, channels like iHeartRadio that launch in a snap, and curated selections of TV for when you only sort of know what to watch. Not to mention all the free TV you can stream, including over 300 free live channels on the Roku channel. Find the perfect Roku player for you today at Roku.com. Happy streaming.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is another classic episode of the show. In this one, we delve into the slightly morbid but interesting history of the London Necropolis Railway, a train line that served the dead along with the living.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Would you ride a train with undead passengers? Or if not, what about a train with actually dead passengers? From 1854 to 1941, the London Necropolis Railway took a 40-minute journey across 23 miles, that's 37 kilometers, carrying both the deceased and the living who mourned them to a cemetery. After departing a special station near Waterloo, built specifically for the line and its passengers, the train rocked its way across the serene countryside on a route selected for its comforting views. Once arriving at the Brookwood Cemetery in Surrey, at the time the world's largest cemetery and built in partnership with the railroad, funeral goers would lay their dearly departed to rest and then have drinks and snacks at one of the cemetery's two train stations. We spoke with John Clark, author of the 2006 book The Brookwood Necropolis Railway. He said both cemetery stations had refreshment rooms, usually run by the wives of the station staff. The cakes and sandwiches served would probably have been homemade. And it would have been customary to eat this lunch with a cup of tea at the station before returning to London. The refreshment rooms were fully licensed, so guests could have alcoholic drinks as an alternative to tea or coffee. After this brief repast, the guests then boarded the train and returned to London, the train's passenger list a bit lighter than before. The idea may seem odd today when many of us keep the dead as far from daily life as possible, but at the time it was a popular one. During its peak, London's Necropolis Railway transported more than 2,000 dead bodies a year. The number of live mourners it carried reached into the tens of thousands. Even so, riding in the same train as corpses took some getting used to. Londoners initially wondered whether loading up the mourners and the deceased and transporting them on the same train was a bit too practical. The Bishop of London, when appearing before the Houses of Parliament a full 12 years before the Necropolis Railway opened, considered it improper. Clark says that the bishop stated he would consider the hurry and bustle connected with it as inconsistent with the solemnity of a Christian funeral. Plus, there were the corporeal elements with which to contend, such as the odors and potential disease transmission of the bodies. Social mores were tested, too. Could the rich really ride side by side with the poor to bury their dead? And the concern wasn't limited only to people of different social classes. There could be different religions aboard, each requiring its own traditions. The solution, at least aboard the Necropolis Railway, was elegant in its simplicity. Separate cars were designated by class, but all were allowed to ride regardless of their station in life. The cemetery, meanwhile, allowed the rich and poor to be buried side by side, but sectioned separate areas for various religions. It was a workable solution for the time, and one driven by a necessity few could argue. London's in-town cemeteries were already chock-full. By the middle of the 19th century, Londoners were being buried at a rate of about 50,000 a year. Previously buried bodies were sometimes removed and cremated to make room for new ones, until Parliament began closing admission at city cemeteries and shipping bodies to greener pastures like the out-of-town Brookwood Cemetery, which encompassed about 1,500 acres. By the 1920s, motorized hearses were the vehicle of choice for moving the dead, and many Londoners had access to either automobiles or one of the trains of the living that also made a stop at Brookwood Station. And in April 1941, during World War II, the London terminus of the funeral train was damaged in a German V-2 rocket bombing. Brookwood no longer serves exclusively as a departure spot for the dead and their mourners, but remnants of these stations are still visible if you know where to look. How's that for living history?
Today's episode is based on an article on HowStuffWorks.com that has since been lost to time, as these things sometimes are. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Strap in and go for the wildest ride of the year.
This is going to be F-U-N-N fun.
From director Ethan Coen comes Driveaway Dolls.
I have to get out of this town.
On February 23rd, these ladies are hitting the road.
You gave them the car.
Is that bad?
If they find the goods.
But find themselves with a one-way ticket to trouble.
I'm going
to
help you break a big murder case.
That is about the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I'm a cop.
You won't want to miss it.
You've had a full day.
Forgot to tell you about the head in the hat box.
Driveaway Dolls. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Written by Ethan Coen and Trisha Cook. Only in theaters February 23rd.
No one likes to talk about money. Am I saving enough? Can I buy a house? Am I paying too much in taxes? Will I be able to retire? What if you could unlock insights about your finances in less than 5 minutes, with a clear picture of where you stand today and where your money can work harder? Now you can. Visit Facet.com to take the free quiz and get your financial wellness score today. That's FACET.com.
This ad is sponsored by Facet. Facet Wealth Incorporated is an SEC-registered investment advisor. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor is it investment, legal, or tax advice.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Most TVs are smart nowadays, but with busy home screens and remotes with too many or too few buttons, smart shouldn't mean complicated. That's why Roku TV is the smart TV made easy. The customizable home screen puts your inputs, streaming favorites like iHeart, and free live TV all in one place. From simple settings anyone can understand, automatic updates with the latest features, and much more, Roku TV is more than a smart TV. It's a better TV. Learn more today at Roku.com. Happy streaming!